Joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, in your weekly press release that you send out on Mondays, you said that the West Coast and the northeastern U.S. still areas that might see some gas price drops, but the South and the Midwest might see that drop fade and then potentially some slight increases. Why do you think that might vary up depending on the region?
Well, you know, we've seen a lot of different movements. The West Coast and the Northeast have been the markets of the country that have seen the highest prices and prices that have been more affected by supply issues in those areas. And as some of those supply issues clear, there's also more of a potential that that with those issues clearing up, that prices have more room to fall now with those issues behind us. So while we here in the Midwest have seen basically the bottom in prices or are close to the bottom, other areas have a little bit more catching up to do. I will say, though, that as oil prices yesterday, oil prices are moving up this morning. However, the wholesale price of gasoline continues to fall, and that may provide some more breathing room for prices to inch down here in the days ahead. But we are really on the edge of the cliff here. If wholesale gas prices do inch up at any point soon, we could see that induce a price cycle. So we may be able to escape this week with prices jumping as a result of wholesale gas prices going down. But oil prices continue to go up as OPEC has suggested that it may actually cut output to establish a floor on prices.
When do you think they may decide that, like at the beginning of September?
Well, they have suggested that they are ready to cut oil production as early as their next meeting, which is just around the corner. So it's something that could happen at a moment's notice, really.
So if they decide to cut production, that's going to probably really put, you know, people in a bind in terms of prices, because that might send production up or prices up.
That's the worry. That is the concern, that if OPEC does make a move to cut production, it will have an impact on oil prices, and it could eventually send gas prices up.
What do you think their thought process is behind doing that?
That's a great question. I don't know what they see. I certainly do not. They may be unhappy with the fact that oil prices have fallen in recent weeks.
Gotcha. What other factors are kind of keeping prices kind of where they are? Is the Russia-Ukraine war still having an effect? We've been hearing, too, also that the economy's been improving and there have been some more jobs added. Are those things factoring into what you pay at the pump?
Certainly. The constant back and forth here that we're seeing in the economy in terms of new economic data continues to play with what you pay at the pump. And likely will continue to have an effect. Now, gasoline, we are seeing kind of the closing innings of the summer driving season. So I think gasoline is going to struggle here in the weeks ahead. But if you're driving something that that needs diesel, I think it's going to be much more of a challenge here. So all of this really due to kind of varying news about the economy. And obviously, we're still in the midst of hurricane season as well. So that could be a point of contention moving forward, too.
Yeah, you mentioned diesel below $5 a gallon for the first time since March. So if you're someone that has to fill your car up with diesel, what do you think should be your strategy here?
Boy, sooner rather than later, I think diesel is going to see a lot of pressure for really quite some time here moving forward, and I don't expect it to get much better anytime soon.
And if you're someone who's just filling up with regular, what do you think your strategy should be, too?
I would wait. I do think there could be a price cycle most likely next week. It's not impossible that it could happen later this week, but I think the odds of that now are pretty low given the fact that wholesale gas prices keep declining. So watch markets. I mean, there's no guarantee that prices will cycle next week, but if I had to guess, I think the odds are decent that we could see a price cycle at some point next week. If we did, I'd be hard-pressed to think that prices would go up beyond maybe $3.99, kind of where they went last time. But I think there's a little bit of downward potential that we'll see. So if it was me, I would simply wait.
Indiana paying slightly more than the national average. Why do you think that is?
Well, for now, it's because we had a price cycle last week that brought prices back up to that $3.99 mark. We had been at $3.80 But prices got a little bit too low, and oil prices had shot up. So prices had gone up in Indianapolis at many stations to $3.99. So that kind of reset where we are. But I do expect here over the next couple of days that Indianapolis and Indiana's average will fall back under the national average.
All right. That's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of.
He is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, John.